Welcome to the Utah Jazz Podcast. Roll call. This is Mikey. At Mikey VP on
sorry,
Twitter.
I cut you off.
Jeez, we're out of practice.
At Mikey VP on Twitter.
That's me.
And that's Mikey. And this is Jimmy at JimboRudding.com or Twitter.com.
Wow.
It was off to a great start.
Yeah.
We're headed to the draft day party at the ESA.
It is draft day. Holy cow.
We're going to watch the Jazz draft the next LeBron James.
Pretty exciting stuff. You may notice there is someone missing. We're missing our dearly beloved Spencer Campbell.
You're missing him.
Yeah. I guess he's on to greener pastures. He's busy. So hopefully we'll get him back with us. But we couldn't let this podcast die. It's like a piece of me.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Spencer and I started this thing back when Boozer was brand new, and no one even hated him yet. So,
and now he is an old, decrepit Laker.
And no one wants him, and everybody hates him.
It's true.
So, it's come full circle.
But we had to start the thing again, so we are actually en route now to the draft party. Hopefully we'll be there to talk to each of you. We'll talk draft, we'll talk Jazz. There's a portion here if we get to talk to folks. We've done a few interviews with people before the draft. I'll just kind of link those on here, but hopefully this podcast you'll hear our views on the draft. We'll just talk some Jazz, and we'll get to hear from you guys. So,
and then the plan is to record on the way home as well, so you get our thoughts on how the draft went and what we think of LeBron Jameson, the newest member of the Utah Jazz. He's LeBron's cousin with a different last name. I don't know how that works, but, you know, it's a family tree. So.
Yeah, it's exciting. And, you know, we'll interview, we'll look for you guys there, and we'll talk to you. So if you, in fact, did speak to us at the draft party tonight and you've looked this up to find it, thank you for talking to us. Thanks for your participation. And hopefully
we didn't weird you out too much.
And hopefully Jimmy's facial hair didn't like...
Yeah, it's...
You didn't catch a disease or something.
It's pretty nasty. It is
his
right
facial
now.
Hair. So, anyway, now, here we go, Jimmy. What a opening thought. What's your opening thought?
My opening thought is I just want something exciting to happen tonight. I'm okay with Trey Burke being traded. Jack Cooley. I really want to keep Rodney Hood. I'd be really upset if they trade Rodney Hood away. I think he's going to be a great NBA player. Not necessarily an all-star, but very good NBA player. As far as, you know, the core, of course, they're not going to trade the core, but, and I don't even know if that's four or five or six right now, but I would lump him into the core, right?
Totally.
Core four. So, my opening thought is trade away. We got assets. If it's the right guy and they know it, then go after him and get it, right?
Nice. I like it.
You got an opening thought?
Yeah, my opening thought is, I do have to say I'm happy to be doing this again. It really has been something I've missed. But as far as opening thought for the draft tonight, I think the Jazz have never been in a better position on draft day that I can remember as far as something could happen. Their flexibility in all facets of what they can do. They have cap space, they have tradable assets, they have young talent that people would want, they have expiring contracts that they can trade away, they have draft picks that are valuable, they have second round draft picks that are valuable, and they've got a team where essentially they don't have to do anything special And I think Jazz fans would be content with seeing how this team evolves. They pretty much can't lose, you know?
Yeah.
And I love it. I'm so excited that they could really do just about anything. They have the money to go after someone like LeBron James.
Yeah.
Would never happen. But they have that kind of money to add whoever we want and not cause any problems. So that's kind of exciting.
You have little faith, man. LeBron's on his way. He just needed an extra year in Cleveland to wait it out until we got a little bit better. He's going to come and fix this.
That's true. Dude, all kidding aside, if you put LeBron on this team, we would be a contender. I guess could say that with any team when you see what he went to the finals with and contended. But genuinely, this team would actually be a perfect fit for LeBron with Rudy to protect. Yeah. We could break that down, but it's just a little depressing.
that'd be fun.
Yeah, so my opening thought, I went back like a geek, and I listened to old podcasts, and my bold prediction a year ago or a year and a half ago when Paul Millsap left, the day that we found out Paul Millsap was going to Atlanta, the following podcast, I predicted Paul Millsap would sign with the Jazz in this offseason.
Wow.
So that's now, cool. that was before all this stuff. So I'm a little curious to see what happens there.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about the whole Paul Millsap thing, Jay?
Yeah, I'm not sure that's going to happen. I think the only way that it could happen is if Paul Millsap was cool with playing the three, because they're not going to have Derek Favors come off the bench. They're not having Gobert come off the bench. Paul Millsap won't sign a contract with us to come off the bench, so he has to play the three, Hayward at the two. I mean, but if you think about that lineup, you know, you got Exum, Hayward, Millsap, Gobert, and Favors. Like, that's a pretty sweet starting five. I mean, anybody can score, except for, well, if Dante gets an open three-pointer, he can score. But everybody else, you know, they can score and play defense, and that's huge.
And they're huge. The length on that... The length would be ridiculous on that roster. It'd be kind of fun to see. You know, I wonder if Paul could keep up on defense, but at that position as a three. But I think with everyone else, I think you can kind of take that gamble. You know what I mean? I think it might work, and it would give the Jazz the kind of depth they need. I think that's the thing we need is depth. If you watch the finals or the playoffs this year, you need different looks. You need guys who are willing to be like Iguodala and come off the bench. And yeah, I mean, that's what you need. You need guys who are talented that are willing to do whatever coach asks.
You need a solid eight or nine guys. That's pretty much all it takes, right?
Yeah. We have about a solid five guys and then like eight or nine projects.
Kind of solid, like soft serve guys.
Dole whips.
Yeah.
A couple of Dole whips.
Uh-huh. So, with Millsap coming, I'm not positive that's going to happen. I wouldn't be necessarily upset if it did. The only thing that I would be nervous about is signing him to a contract that kind of handcuffs the Jazz later when they need to re-sign Gobert and they need to give money to Exum or whoever, you know, Hood maybe if he keeps killing it like he's going to do.
Did you see they stole your nickname on K-Jazz?
Oh, man.
The Prince of Threes?
That's too bad.
There was a graphic. I mean...
It's almost been a year. Well, I guess it was the scrimmage, right? The scrimmage,
I would demand royalties, but then again, we call this the Utah Jazz Podcast.
That's true, yeah. So we stole from them first, I guess. That's all right.
So there you go. But anyway, go on.
So, yeah, so my prediction, you know, my opening thought with the trades, actually going into it, I really would not be surprised if the Jazz just take someone at 12, trade their other two second rounders away for future second rounders or something and just call it a night. I wouldn't be surprised at all if there's no action and it just kind of happens that way.
Even with all of the workouts, I mean, that's another thing that... How many workouts did we do this offseason? I've never seen them. I don't ever remember that many guys coming in.
Yeah. Last year they did that too. They brought a lot of people in, but none of them were like necessarily humongous names or lottery pick names.
That's true.
But yeah, you know, I started thinking about, like, Bryce Cotton. What are we going to do with him? He played awesome down the stretch. And, I mean, I'd almost just rather keep him than take a chance on some of the point guards coming out of the draft, maybe. But and then you look at Elijah Millsap, pretty good defender. Is that good enough, even though he can't shoot, can't score much? It's hard to know what to do.
It's interesting. But this is one thing. This was going to be my opening thought. But one of the things that I have to applaud Dennis Lindsay for, because I think it's crazy how smart it is this all the guys we have, and today is the day where we see what they're going to do with it. I think, as I understand it, but all of the unguaranteed contracts, just the way he methodically did that, the way that he brought guys onto this team last year, gave them a chance to shine, gave them a chance to showcase their skill set, and they knew they were going to get a chance to contribute. Guys like Elijah Millsap and Bryce Cotton and
Jack Cooley.
What's the other guy's name?
Johnson,
the shooter.
Roger. I don't remember. There were a lot of those guys. Remember the one guy that came in and busted his knee?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name either. Patrick something? Yeah. Patrick
We don't have a computer Warsbergen? In front of us.
I don't know. Yeah.
But I know exactly what you mean. And then you have Trevor Booker. But
right.
if you just combine all of those salaries, I did it once. I think it's something like $11 million in unguaranteed contracts this year.
Wow.
That the Jazz can essentially throw their hat in any trade that comes up.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to unload someone, the Jazz have $11 million of unguaranteed contracts to offer. That team, if a team is simply doing a salary dump and wants to get rid of someone, Jazz can trade all those guys. And if they get cut, the Jazz can go back and just re-sign them if they aren't having hurt feelings over it. Anyway, I just think it's brilliant the way that we tested these guys. We got some guys that I don't think any Jazz fans will be heartbroken if they come back next year.
Right.
I mean, I'll be excited to see what Cotton is and excited to see...
Joe Ingles, maybe?
Joe Ingles. Dude, I love Joe Ingles. He's another one of those guys. I hope we see him back, but...
Yeah?
But I don't think anyone would be heartbroken if these guys come back, but on the same note, if they're a piece of a trade that brings us someone like, I don't know, someone awesome, I really won't...
All those awesome guys?
Yeah, like Kevin Love.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd take Kevin Love.
I wouldn't be too heartbroken by it.
Yeah.
So... The Jazz have really put themselves in a spot where they can do just about anything.
Yeah.
Glad you brought up Joe Ingles, because I'm a big Joe Ingles fan.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, you know, you watch his game, and it's almost like he doesn't really have any... he doesn't have much of a quickness to him when he does anything, but he...
Slow-mo Joe.
Yeah, right? Like, he just... He defends guys enough to where it kind of gets under their skin a little bit, and then he just laughs at them, which I kind of like his attitude. That's my favorite thing about Joe Ingles. And he's, you know, when he spots up and has time to shoot, he's a pretty good shooter too.
He's efficient with everything he does.
Yeah.
He makes guys better around him. I think he has that, and now I'm not going to go crazy here. Like, one thing that John Stockton did, now I know I'm not going crazy.
Wait a minute.
One thing John Stockton did was he was good at throwing a pass exactly where a guy wanted the ball. Like, he knew if Brian Russell catches the ball here, he's going to make the shot, rather than if he catches it at his hip.
Right.
For instance. I noticed Joe Ingles was that kind of a player as far as putting guys in the right spot, making guys... they're most effective. He was kind of the guy who was the first that seemed to get comfortable barking at teammates and stuff.
Yeah. About
yelling at him to be in the right place. And
which is weird because he's a rookie, or he was.
Yeah, he's like the grandpa rookie. But I think he's the kind of guy that we don't see the full value on the court, and even the on the court value was really good. Like a guy like, you remember Jaren Collins?
Yeah.
Like, I think Jaren Collins was that guy who was a solid guy that, that you never had to worry about, the front office never had to worry about, and I think he smoothed over a lot of off the court issues that we never even knew took place.
He was smart.
Right? Like, you remember him being the best friend to everyone. Darren Williams was would always mention him as his best friend.
Matt Harpring.
Yeah. And I think...
he was my best friend for a little bit.
Yeah, too. Me
but,
too.
Yeah, you know.
You
was
too?
It was a little bit, you know. It wasn't... Not like...
Like, what kind of stuff did you guys do together?
Well, I don't know. We went to IHOP a few times, but... Then he said something stupid about my sister, and we haven't talked for quite a while, so... I don't know, whatever.
Maybe it's time we patch that up.
It's dumb, too, because I could have said a ton of stuff about his brother, but I've just been quiet the whole time, you know what I mean?
Like what?
I don't know. I don't know, just the way he dresses and stuff. But I don't want to get into that.
His brother, James?
Yeah, James.
The other brother.
James Collins.
Not the twin.
No, not his twin, his other brother.
Yeah.
What's his twin's name? I forgot he had a twin.
Can you imagine how upset he'd be if you made fun of his twin?
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Jeez. No, it's his other brother. He came with us to IHOP a couple times, but I had enough, so I kind of cut ties with him. But, you know, this is going to be a fun night. The Jazz, they're in a great, like you said, they're in a great position. They can do a whole myriad of things, and it's all up to them. Like, the ball's in their court, you know, to use a cliche that's stupid. but, they could do any number of things and be the beneficiary of that instead of having to do something to, you know, make their position better or ease their pain a little bit, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun to be in this position instead of, well, we suck, so let's go out and try to get as many draft picks as we can via trade and trade all our good players away.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is kind of like we're cashing in, right? Cashing in our chips. And... Well, it's fun.
And I feel like the Jazz, like all the players that they brought in, I'm comfortable that they did their homework so that if we were in a position to trade up, the Jazz would know who they want at each pick or at each stage of the draft, or if a trade came up where we were to move back or trade our pick to get a later pick. I think the Jazz know every level of this draft and where they, what guys they want. No matter what pick they would end up with.
Right.
So it's kind of exciting. We'll probably go to this thing and they'll trade out of the draft right away and be like, hey, free hot dogs. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Which will be awesome. Hey, I'll never turn down a free hot dog, ever. Especially when they're the humongous,
never?
Delicious ones at the ESA that they give away for free. Stupidly giving them away for free.
I bet I could come up with a circumstance in which you would turn down a free hot dog.
Yeah, well, probably.
But we would have to
But not change, tonight.
We'd have to change the rating level on this podcast.
Not tonight when I'm in such a good mood.
Oh, man. So, there you go.
All right. Well, good, okay. Good pre-podcast or pre-draft podcast.
Pre-draft podcast.
Hopefully we're all in just as good a mood on the way home.
See, since this is a place where we would do a commercial, would you like to give a free shout-out to something of your choice, Jimmy?
Yeah, let's see. Shout-out to Auto Experts of Utah and Tough Shed.
Was that just because we drove past?
No. I was thinking about them earlier. You know, they do a great job here along the Wasatch Front. I'm really excited about the job they do. And the services they provide, and the sheds that they make really tough. So, congratulations to you guys. You made it on the podcast.
Our first segment brought to you by Tough Shed.
All right. Tough Shed. Go Tough Shed. Go tough right. Or go home. Okay. We'll see you after the draft.
Yeah, well, to be continued. All right. Well, now we're here in the building. Getting ready for the draft to start. It's about 10 minutes till the draft begins. Throughout the day, I interviewed a few friends, and we will talk to, if we see anyone, we'll ask them what they think will go down here in a minute. So the following is a few of those interviews.
prior to the picks being made by the Jazz.
I'm here now with my wife, Carrie Peterson. What her Twitter handle? What's your Twitter? Introduce yourself.
I'm Carrie, and my Twitter handle is Carrie Fly, K-A-R-I-E, Fly.
There you go, and it is the all-important NBA draft day. So I thought I'd ask you a few questions. I guess first, tell me what you think of this team. What excites you about this Jazz team?
Well, I don't know. I feel like they've had a couple years together, and they're starting to really mesh and blend, and I think they're going to have a promising year.
Do you have a favorite player?
Like Rudy, like Gordon Hayward.
There you go.
I like his haircut.
The Gordon Hayward haircut has saved him all kinds of fans. And you hear my little boy Stockton in the background. Okay, now on to the real questions. It being the NBA draft, there are a few things that thought processes that are going out there, some prevailing theories on what we should do. Some think we should go after another big to add some depth on our bench in the bigs kind of category. Uh-huh. And then others think that we should add a wing player, give us some depth there and maybe some shooting. Everyone thinks we need to add 3-point shooting. What do you think? What do you hope the Jazz do in this draft?
Well, in my expert opinion, I'd say let's go for kind of a bigger player. I mean, I feel like we've built our team really well, and now we can kind of go big.
There's my wife. She wants us to go big. So, go Jazz. Let's see what else. Do you have any other thoughts or questions? Any questions for me?
How many games do you think we'll win?
Oh, that was what I was going to ask you.
I turned the table.
I think we're going to make the playoffs this year, and I think we're going to win somewhere around 50 games. I'll have to look at it closely when the schedule comes out.
Right.
Once we know what's happening, but there you go. How about you? What do you think is going to happen this season? Do you like what Coach Snyder has done?
Yes, I think he's done a great job. I like watching the Jazz.
There you go. So there's my wife. I'm throwing a few curveballs at her, but you can see why I'm such a happy guy.
Cute.
Now I'm going to ask my little guy, Stockton. It's draft day. Can you say, go Jazz?
Go Jazz.
Yeah. This is, what's your name?
It's Stock.
Oh, your name is Stock. Let's see. Tell me some other things. Do you like to shoot the ball?
Yeah.
Do you like to dunk it?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your favorite thing to do?
Play catch.
Play catch. Oh, yeah. Play catch. Well, I think you're pretty good at it, Stockton. Can you say, go Jazz?
Go Jazz.
All right. We love it. That was my little 3-year-old named after Stockton. All right. So I'm here now with my friend Todd at our house. We know him as Todd the pharmacist, but
the drug dealer.
Todd, introduce yourself. What's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is the Todd Father. And I'm a pharmacist, a.k.a. drug dealer, here in Orem. And Mikey and I like to talk a lot of sports.
That's right. We talk Jazz all the time. And seeing as it is the draft day, I thought I'd ask him a few questions to put him on the podcast. So, Todd, tell me, what do you think the Jazz should do today? What's their objective today?
I think as much as we see in the NBA that shooting is probably the most important thing. I mean, there's many important things, but shooting's way up there. We see it with the Warriors. I think they should go with a shooter, whether that's a stretch or a guard, whatever's available is best to us, meaning if Kaminsky's there or Devin Booker's there, those are two guys that I would look at because of their shooting.
All right. And is there how do you feel about this Jazz team? Are you... How do you feel moving forward? Are you pretty excited about the this next season, or what do you think about them?
I'm very excited. I think the real linchpin there, though, is whether Dante Exum is going to be a player or not. That is a real key with our team, whether he can progress a lot or whether he just ends up being something like Trey Burke or just a serviceable point guard and not a good point guard.
So that's my next question. Are you heartbroken if a guy like Trey Burke is dealt today?
No, not whatsoever at all. His ceiling is just so low. And the way we need him to shoot the ball, and the way he shot the ball last year just wasn't good enough. And so, to me, if somebody wants him, yeah, send him.
Right. Any thoughts before we let you go?
No bold predictions. I don't think there's going to be a trade. I just am always, whenever they talk about trades, I just never think they're going to happen. But I just think they're going to get Kaminsky. That's my bold prediction.
All right. So Todd the pharmacist, or the Todd father, thinks Kaminsky. All right.
The tank.
Go Jazz.
Hey, Mikey. It's Dave. All right. Here's my picks for the draft. Stanley Johnson, Devin Booker, Trey Lyles. It's a long shot, but I think there's a chance one of them falls to us. The Jazz need offense. That's why I like all three of those guys. My prediction, Trey Burke gets traded soon, probably before the season. All right. That's all I got for now. My Twitter handle is @DPJazzFan. Hit me up. See ya.
Okay, now we're here inside the ESA.
Yo.
Yeah, now we're here. We're sitting next to one of our friends. His name is Taylor. Are you on Twitter, Taylor?
I am.
Give us your handle.
I'm @BartonPembleton.
@Barton Pembleton.
Pembleton.
Oh. Lakers are making their pick.
2015 NBA draft. The Los Angeles Lakers select D'Angelo Russell.
D'Angelo Russell to the Lakers. But we're sitting here with Taylor. Taylor's here every single year. We all knew each other many years ago. Let's ask him a couple questions. So tonight, what are your thoughts with the Jazz tonight? Who do you think the Jazz will take? What direction do you think they'll go?
So, unfortunately, I think this is a pretty weak draft outside of the top five. Which means I'm secretly hoping the Jazz just trade out of this one. You trade down, trade out by trying to collect different assets, whether that's a player, future picks, whichever. But unfortunately, I think out of the top five, there's not a whole lot of difference makers going on.
Okay. So that's what you're an advocate of. If, in fact, we do take someone at 12, who do you predict?
So all the mocks that you read, everybody says that we're taking this forward kid out of Kentucky. I don't even remember what his name is. Lyles. I don't know. Because I'm not too excited about anybody out of the top five, I haven't done my homework on everybody from 10 to 20.
Right.
But it seems like the entire Kentucky roster is going to be drafted in the top 15. I guess you take best available and see what they can do.
Okay, now the other thing that's been going around is the idea that Paul Millsap comes back home, either by way of a trade for Derek Favors or signing him as a free agent. We talked a little bit earlier, but now on the podcast, tell us what your thoughts are on both of those scenarios.
Love Paul Millsap. Would welcome him back with open arms, but not in exchange for Favors. Trading Favors for Millsap is a joke. As much as I love Millsap, we've had Millsap in that position and we didn't win. Favors deserves his chance still, but I would trade. I'd trade Trey if that meant there was space for Millsap, and I would certainly sign him as a free agent because I love him, just not at the expense of losing Favors.
Would you play him at the three?
I would.
It'd be kind of a fun lineup.
I would.
All right. Well, that's That's Taylor. Do you have anything else you want to add before we sign out?
Go Jazz.
Go Jazz. And your Twitter handle, one more time.
At Barden Pembleton.
Barden Pembleton. All right, thank you, Taylor. All right, we're here. Now 7 picks have taken place. We're getting ready for the pick. Going to check in with Jimmy here. Jimmy, what do you think?
Yeah, this is going pretty well. Really hoping that Winslow slips to 12, which won't happen, but thinking maybe the Jazz could probably make a few moves here and skip up to 10, trade with the Heat, see if they can get Winslow. I'd take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I didn't expect Winslow to be around still.
No.
So Winslow's still there, Booker's still there. What do you think, Taylor? Any thoughts at this point?
I think we're in trouble either way.
Glad we have Taylor here to keep us all, keep the rain clouds.
Well, I'm just excited for whoever we pick to really help us get to that 14th or 15th pick in next year's draft.
Okay, there we go. We'll see what happens. Okay, so the Jazz are on the board now, and there haven't been any spoiler tweets, so it looks like the Jazz are pushing it. What do you think, Jimmy? What do you see coming over the board?
I think they're going to pick for somebody else here. I think they're going to trade down.
Make a trade?
I don't know why. That's just like, you know, a little feeling I get.
Devin Booker's on the board. I wouldn't mind if we picked up Devin Booker, but...
You need shooting. You might as well take a chance on a shooter, right?
If we're going to make a pick, that's the pick to make. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what the trade is, though, if we make a trade.
Yeah.
You said OKC, maybe? A possible a trade partner?
For 12 picks. There
you
go.
Jazz keeping it?
That's what it says.
Man, I'm going to wet myself.
Scoot over one chair then.
Just get off my lap.
Yeah.
There we go. Craig Bowler, Jack, just came on. We'll let you hear it live here on the podcast. What it's like here.
You want Booker? Who likes Oubre? Trey Lyles. Anybody like him? No?
Sam Decker. Sam Decker. I will say this. Devin Booker, 6'6", 18 years young, shoot in this draft. And if the Jazz want to go shooter, probably the man. We're trying to talk to the war room right now at the Zions Bank Basketball Center. There's been no communication, which doesn't surprise me. Thanks a lot, guys. I will tell you this, as soon as the draft pick is taken, we will go via telephone to the Zions Bank Basketball Center. I'm hoping we talk to Randy Rigby, maybe Dennis, I'm not sure, but most likely Randy Rigby, Jazz president, to talk about why this pick was made.
Trey Lyles. Oh. Trey Lyles. That sucks.
So, the consensus, so we got this straight.
I'm left for picking for somebody else.
Can we say the consensus here is Booker?
Booker's numbers. He averaged 10 points a ball game. He shot 47% from the field.
Trey Lyles.
41% from the three-point line. That this might get it. An 83% free throw shooter.
I don't want Trey Lyles.
I don't either.
That should tell you something right there.
Dang it.
But.
We'll see.
How about a trade?
Okay. Here's the deal.
Uh-oh.
Here's the deal.
Uh-oh.
The pick
is in. Booker and I know what's going on, but the Jazz want you to find out with the rest of the world.
For the third straight
year.
Trey Lyles.
And they're just seconds away from making this thing happen.
Thrilling.
Let's listen in.
They have for so many years, so what do you think he does?
Shooting 19 and field goal percentage and 3-point shooting. I go Devin Booker.
Yeah.
About Utah Jazz.
Yeah, so do I.
I would agree with you. I mean, that's the one thing they're lacking. You know, you draft guards 3 years in a row. You get Dante Exum last year, and you get Trey Brook the year before. I think Devin Booker is a sleeper in this draft.
All right, Utah has made its selection now. But overall,
if you're taking Trey Lyles, you're not really going after Millsap.
Yeah, it's true.
With the 12th pick of the 2015 NBA draft, the Utah Jazz select Trey Lyles.
There you go.
Okay, Trey Lyles.
Some believe that the platoon system sort of...
Not a huge excitement here.
I got to think there's a trade here.
Yeah, let's see what happens here. There's not a Gordon Hayward reaction, and that's good.
All right, well, there you heard it. We made our pick. What was his name again? right?
Yeah.
Right?
The guy from... The guy from... Kentucky, since there were like eight of them.
Yeah, one of the Kentuckys.
Trey Lyles, the next big thing, the next big Jazz player.
It looks like Carlos Boozer and Drake had a kid.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I just made that up. But
he's been compared to Carlos Boozer, so that's good. That's good news.
As you may have heard, it was not the most warm reception I've ever seen for a draft pick.
Yeah.
But go for it, Jimmy. Tell us your thoughts. It wasn't through draft night.
Yeah, it wasn't quite the Gordon Hayward reception that he got. So that's good. But it was muffled cheers. It wasn't quite the smattering of applause that... You know, Trey Lyles would probably hope it would be. But, you know, it was, you know, people were happy, content, I guess. No, maybe not happy. Content's probably a better word, right?
Yeah.
They were just, you know, great. Okay, well, sure.
Not like we know better.
Right. And no one really does until like 2 or 3 years from now, I guess. But I don't know. It wasn't, you know, it's always exciting and it's always fun. But... I'm not sure that is what I wanted coming into it.
Yeah, there was a feeling, especially since Buller was, like, stirring the crowd up, like, we're gonna get Booker. Everyone, it's time to... Oh.
Yeah.
Word just came in.
Who wants a shooter? We need shooting.
We really Who need wants that shooter.
Hey. We got the... Big guy, right?
Oh.
And he's good too. Big guy. Who wants a big guy?
Let's look at his 13%. So
let's see, he's big though. I mean, he's big. He's a big guy.
Let's turn it back to ESPN. Yeah.
That must be a trade. There's a trade coming.
Sit tight, Jazz fans. Hang in your seats. There might be a trade.
There's gonna be a trade. We're gonna trade this guy piece of crap for something really good. Because we all know how that always works.
Yeah, it was an odd night, but it was fun, right?
Yeah, it was good. It was fun.
Mostly fun to get back and remember Jazz basketball is not that far away anymore. So, yeah. There you go.
Back in the ESA, that's always a good time, no matter what.
And so, we'll wrap it up. We did kind of a short podcast. You got a little bit of the... We interviewed a few folks. You got a little bit of the feeling, but hopefully let us know if you're interested. We'll get the band back together.
Yeah. The most surprising thing to me tonight, honestly, is that the Jazz kept both of their second-round draft picks and drafted and didn't trade them away or one or both of them. I'm not sure where these roster spots are going to be for these guys we're drafting. And you know, we always talk about these drafts and or these assets that we have, and when do they cease to become assets? After we drafted them and they don't make the team, or you know what I mean? Like, so I'm kind of worried about that, concerned. You know, but you know, they're smarter than I am, right?
I assume so. It'll be fun. So, you have a closing thought? Was that it?
No, that was probably it, yeah.
Okay. I like it. My closing thought is go Jazz. Good time.
Another draft is over.
Hopefully, we're celebrating an NBA championship this time next year.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Because of Trey Lyles.
Yeah. That's another thing, too, is that, you know, it's really fun to draft high or in the lottery, but let's not do that again for a long time.
Yeah.
I tweeted that out today, but I mean it, though. I'm kind of done with these lottery picks being in the draft lottery and hoping. I don't care about that anymore. I don't want that to happen anymore. So, you know, it's exciting on draft night, but I'd rather have a really boring draft night and be really happy with the team and the success they're having. So, and I think we're well on the way. Like, I'm more excited for this team than I have been since pre-Ty Corbin era. So, that's
very true.
Those are my thoughts.
All right. Well, go Jazz.
Go Jazz.